Did you ever watch any TV shows when you were a kid? Did you have some that were banned by your parents
and
some that weren't? Any educational ones?
Oh, yeah.
Today we're going to talk about who we think is like the greatest TV show genius of all time. So join us for Man Talk next. So did you ever watch TV shows when you were a kid?
Yeah, probably too much.
Okay. So did you was there a distinction between educational TV shows and you know, any type of TV shows, or was they all kind of lumped together?
Oh, yeah, there was a distinction. I can't say that we watched a lot of educational ones. I mean, Gilligan's Island.
Educational, but that was it.
Hey, little buddy. You know,
yeah, exactly.
That's not really necessarily educational, but... You know, there is some out there that, you know, PBS is generally where the educational stuff was.
Right. Yeah, PBS was king.
How about you?
Well, no, I was, PBS was king. And if you, we never got told to shut off Mr. Rogers. Like Mr.
True.
Rogers always had the green light.
Yeah.
And for really good reasons.
And he could do back-to-backers with Mr. Rogers.
Oh, man, he was just so amazing.
So Mr. Rogers over Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah, not even close.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as educational, they actually have value. The other, not I'm not trying to rip on anything.
No, right,
I'm just saying,
but hype.
There
hype
was a different, different
a
universe
vibe,
than Mr. Rogers.
Different focus.
In.
Yeah.
I just got done. I was in Seattle, marrying a couple, an amazing couple, and as they left the what is you know pronounced after I pronounced and they walked out of the sanctuary, there was this remake of his theme song.
Of Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers, yeah. J.J. Heller.
They walked out to that.
Listen, if you J.J. Heller is her name. She redid it. And
Heller,
I'm like, when I first heard it, I'm like, ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, what is that? I know that. It's so familiar. And then I hear it, I'm like, that's the Mr. Rogers theme song. And at first I thought, well, that's kind of corny. But as I was listening to the songs and listening to the lyrics, I want to actually read them to you and this was something that was profound to me. It just clicked.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you'll agree with me on that, but here's the lyrics. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. And what I was processing is this.
It's so calm.
He
just knew that he meant it.
And as a kid, like not processing things, you know, that being young, I know that tomorrow he's going to be there.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is before DVR and everything.
Right.
Every day, you could count Fred Rogers
going to
be there.
Or binge watching or whatever. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was just you knew every day he was going to be there.
Yeah.
And he was talking to you at the screen, and it was just really something special.
But Mr. Rogers had to have been, I mean, he was a calming influence to me, but I had a really good home life.
Mm-hmm.
But just think about those kids who didn't have a home life. I mean, that guy
just had
to connect with them. And he knew that. He understood kids, the tone of voice he had, and you knew that he was your friend.
Yeah.
He was legit. That guy really wanted to meet you.
And this is the good news or the gospel of Fred Rogers. As I was listening, I was processing the lyrics, is this is Jesus.
Yeah.
This is Jesus saying, I want to have that special time with you every day. I want to have, you know, we call it devotional life.
Yeah.
I want to have that time where just you and I have things to talk about.
Right. And you can't wait.
I started crying like a little baby. I'm like, what are you crying about? But I was just processing like, dude, this guy was at such a different level. He was preaching relationship with Christ.
Right.
I really believe that. He was a minister.
Yeah, right, he was.
And
but you didn't really know that, right?
No.
Yeah.
But this concept of every day I want to have special time.
Yeah.
And I really, really believe that to be true. You know, in Mark, we were talking about this as we were getting ready for this.
Uh-huh.
Mark 1:35, Jesus every day would just go out to a quiet place.
Very early in the morning,
he
would go out into a quiet place and pray. Yeah.
And it was a good feeling to him. and he had things he wanted to talk about, and his dad did too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like this it was an anticipation. He couldn't wait. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just, to me, like that's the challenge for this man talk is to have a Mr. Rogers devotional life.
Yeah.
To where every day you're looking forward to it. And have things to talk about. I think sometimes we're frustrated with devotional times or those types of things because we treat it as a chore instead of fun, instead of just life.
There's a lot of guys that don't like to read, and so when we say you need to go to read the Bible,
right.
But you know you can listen to it.
Yeah,
I've discovered too that there's some things I don't like, but if I try it, I'm going, oh, it's not so bad. So I've discovered even you know myself, I like to read. When I read the life of Jesus and reading the Bible, I can't wait to come back and just to get more of it because something happens inside of us to enjoy that, right?
Right, and I promise you that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart. Like when I read the Bible and I'll read this story and I'm like, oh, this is interesting, I'm processing it. The Holy Spirit consistently will whisper in my head and say, you know, have you thought about this?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Here's what this means for you.
And that's a talking point, too. He says, Lord, I don't understand what I just read today. Can you help me understand it? I had a story one time. I did not get it. And simple concept. And then I was sitting at a stoplight in Cadillac, and there was a man who would ride a bike, and he had a helmet on. I think he was on the spectrum just a little bit. And he never pedaled his bike.
Oh.
He tiptoed on his bike.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. And so I've been talking to the Lord, help me understand this passage. And as I would talk to him, and then here comes, we call him Joe. We didn't know his name.
Tiptoe Joe.
Tiptoe. Tiptoe Joe comes through. And all of a sudden, oh, that's what that means. Thank you, Lord. And so.
So his tiptoeing made you understand the scripture.
It clicked. And it was because I kept talking to the Lord. I don't get this.
Right.
So
the whole concept of when Paul says in the First Thessalonians, pray without ceasing, that's what he's saying.
Yes.
Keep talking.
Right. And if you don't get it, ask him, and somehow Tiptoe Joe comes around.
Right. Tiptoe Joe. And somebody this might have a hard time getting, like, how could you talk to God all day? There are probably some of our listeners, they text some person 100 times a day.
Oh, yeah, right.
Not even
thinking
about it.
Love you.
Yeah.
Hey.
And so God is like, hey, I want in on that. I want to have that special time.
Yeah, good.
And we'll have things you'll want to talk
about. I like
about.
It. Yeah. And there was that Revelation 3:20 that says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Yeah. He just wants to be.
Yeah, let me in.
He wants to. He wants to have our time.
So, hey, heed the words of Fred Rogers today, or Tiptoe Joe, or whoever.
That wasn't even words. That was just a visual.
Yeah, absolutely. But just have time set aside where you look forward to it. God wants to be with you way more than Mr. Rogers did, or had the capacity to. Mm-hmm. And if you spend time with him, you'll have it'll just change your life.
So true.
Yep. So that's this episode of Man Talk. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, we believe in three things. One is we need to love God.
Yeah, love everybody.
Love everybody. And then?
Duct tape fixes everything.
It fixes everything. You guys have a great week.
See ya.